Good Day Podcast audience. This is the guy, Kenny Hodge, with a podcast for you today pertaining to the election process, as it were, in Local 304, National Postal Mail Handlers Union. Now, first, before we get into that, I want to take a moment and say I thank you from the bottom of my heart, those folks who heard the message, got on board with the message, and supported a president with presence. I can't thank you enough. I hope that it would be my hope that you would still continue a president with presence. It is my hope that the message reaches enough mail handlers so that in absence of Ken Hodge being the local president, you can still continue to motivate and encourage others to get involved in this process we call a union. Because I want to say, if you get involved, you're going to be surprised at what you come across. Now, you take that any way you want to take that. But I want to say this. Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, there is a problem in this union. Yes, there's a problem in this union. And let me tell you how I can quantify that statement. The total ballots cast out of a possibility of 2,600 members was 666. That's three sixes. Not super sixes, but that number should tell you something. But no, just having a little fun with numbers. But that's how many ballots were cast. 666 out of a possibility of 2,600. Don't tell me there's no problem in this local. I think, again, instead of boasting about $1 million in the bank, you take that and you share that money, or you spend that money on mail handlers. Because let me tell you something. Out of 2,600 mail handlers, only 666 voted. That's pathetic. I would be embarrassed. But you know what you have here? The more I talk about this, the more I hear from members, I didn't get a ballot. I requested a ballot, but it came, there's a situation in Columbus, Ohio, the Friday before the ballots were due in Cincinnati. So I have to say, when was the last time you checked the mailing list, Local 304? I would hate for it to be another item that needed to be ratified by mail, and you depended on that mailing list in which you provided what I had to pay for in order to contact members in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. I think that's pathetic that you can't even get in contact with your members via mail. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand that it is responsibility of members to keep their address current. But let me tell you, I did a mailing of the 2,600 pieces, which I had to pay for every stamp, every envelope, and the literature that goes inside. Roughly about a dollar per mailing envelope to each member. I got over 100 of those envelopes back, unable to deliver. So if I'm using the same mailing list that the local uses to send ballots out, can I assume, and I hate to say that, that there are at least 100 ballots that never reached members? See, and what method is in place to ensure every member gets a ballot? Now, let me tell you something. I know that you think it's elementary if you don't get a ballot to speak up and ask for one. Well, let me tell you something. We go to work every day in the same building, and you can pass information around that building all day. And you know what? There's still going to be a bunch of people who don't get that information. So as I'm talking to members, asking them, you know, trying to get their support, I hear I didn't get a ballot. And I'm hearing this again a lot last week. So my question would be, Local 304, when's the last time you updated your mailing list? I know you don't really care because the dues are subtracted via employee identification number, but when's the last time you sent a mailing to all your members so that you could update your files? Never. See, that's that retired leadership. Because it's never happened in the past, they think it's okay. Close to 2,000 mail handlers did not vote for the local president position in this election. And that should send up red flags that there is no leadership in this local. But you know what? I find it hard to believe that some of the infractions, some of the unnecessary things that took place during this campaign or during this election process caused me not to be victorious. That's what it caused me. But I want to say to the members, I do, you have to get active. You have to take it upon yourself to read and understand, because I'm going to tell you this, and I'm saying this out of love and concern for your future growth. It's best that you know and do not depend at this particular time on those who are supposed to know to know. Does that make sense? Or was that many to knows for you? No, but I hate that the election ended with me receiving less votes than the current president. But I don't know, there's just things about elections that are supposed to be safeguarded a lot better than what I just was exposed to. It's a very important position leading the local, and I think that an election process should be pure. It should be handled as outlined in our Constitution, and I think that would probably allow a fairer, if there is such a word, or more fair process. But Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, again, I thank you for getting on this journey with me. We were almost victorious in spite of, yes, I have to say that, we were almost victorious in spite of, but we still have to continue to be diligent students of our contract, and I'm not going away. I'm still on the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. I'll still do what it is I do. And I hope that you'll stay connected and we can learn and grow. And hopefully you'll be able to pay it forward. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, thanking you for becoming a part of my campaign and hanging out, listening to me, probably more than you wanted to. But I hope I was able to share a lot of knowledge and concepts with you. I'm going to redo the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast page because it kind of turned into campaign headquarters. We're going to get a new look, a new style, and we're coming back with the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast on a whole different level.